Regina. The provincial capital was host to a number of events on or around September 30 to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. One of the most notable events took place at Government House in Regina, where Lieutenant Governor Russ Morasty hosted a public event on the grounds. At that morning event, the audience saw a performance by Brad Bellegarde, a Nakota, Cree member of Little Black Bear First Nation who mixed storytelling with hip-hop music. Bellegarde had performed for the former Prince of Wales, now King Charles E, and the Queen Consort at First Nations University of Canada during the Diamond Jubilee Royal Visit of 2012. Also happening Friday was an annual walk organized by Eagle Heart Center. The walk runs from Angus Street to Fifth Avenue, followed by a barbecue event. The Regina Public Library was hosting an in-person event at noon at the Central Library to recognize the day. Meanwhile, the Royal Saskatchewan Museum was hosting a day of education, with both Brad Bellegarde and life speaker and residential school survivor, Tim Poitras, holding a conversation about the legacy of residential schools. The previous day, Sept. 29, saw Mosaic Stadium host high school students from across Regina, who made up most of the 12,000 people on hand for the free event Mio Wisawitavin Day. The event featured music and dance and speakers including Government Gen. Mary Simon, National Chief of Assembly of First Nations Roseanne Archibald, and Glenn McCallum of Métis Nation, Saskatchewan, among others.